Time to hear now from Alex Goldberg when he's not based at the University of Surrey working as their Jewish chaplain or engaging with politicians and business discussing interfaith relations. He's been rather busy training to be a rabbi. So how does one train to be a rabbi and why? And how does it work? Here's the second in an occasional audio diary series on Sunday Breakfast as Alex shares his rabbi school diaries. He recorded this diary earlier this week, shortly after the terrorist attacks in Paris.
The college has decided to road test some of the students in a public space, and the one they have chosen for us is Limud. This is a residential festival and family conference of Jewish learning, where 2,500 Jews gather to learn about anything from Torah to Kabbalah and yoga, or perhaps hear from a panel of well-known politicians or even some rabbinic students. This is where I come in. I have been to Limud before, but always for my work, to discuss social issues or engage in interfaith dialogue. This time I take my classroom learning into a public arena. I choose to do sessions on Jewish law, the regulations around keeping Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath, and another one on the Book of Job. The Shabbat session looks at a 1,000-year-old rabbinic debate as to whether Judaism permits us to play football on Saturday afternoons, which it does for many Jews, but not all. The session goes down well. Chuffed, I go on to do my session on the Book of Job, or more precisely look at why bad things happen to good people, or how can we justify suffering in the presence of God. It stimulates debate on the Shoah and why nasty people get away with things. My Limud is a success. The Jewish Chronicle lands on my desk. My football session has made page 3. It is a week after Limud, and shots ring out across Paris. 10 journalists are dead. 3 police. More shots. 4 Jewish shoppers lie dead, yards away from the Jewish school my children once attended. My children asked me through tears, why can't people just get on? Why do these things happen? Not so smug, I start explaining. They're not the only ones asking. I'm getting calls from Jewish, Muslim, Christian leaders, journalists. What do we do now? Not so smug, I look at my son. We need to show the world we can get on. Not so smug, I'm learning in the classroom and on the job. I guess becoming a rabbi is more than just learning about the mechanics of Jewish law. It's about what we do with that learning.
We're hearing how police patrols are being stepped up in Jewish communities after those attacks, and we will be speaking to Alex Goldberg to get his reaction to that live after 8 o'clock.